All right, welcome everybody. Season 3, The Polymath Project. Today is January 25th, 2023. It's a great year, it's a great number, 23. I always think of Michael Jordan. He was the one in sports that really owns that number, has owned it. And so what I'm saying to myself and to others around me is this is the year where we go from good to great. This is the year of greatness. This is the year of possibility and maximum potential. Comes at an interesting time. You know, we're coming several years after the pandemic, which obviously has had global and local and at every level manifestation, reverberation, struggles, challenges. Right now, it feels like there's a huge, and there is a whatever you want to call it, economic, socioeconomic, global challenge, struggle, meltdown, re-envisioning, reimagining. Right, that's happening. So one can look at it in different ways. It depends on which hat you want to put on. If you know me, you know that I'm always going to put the optimist hat on and see the silver lining and try to understand that these are messages, you know, from nature, from the universe, that we have to digest and understand. Doesn't make any sense. You know, my spiritual teacher, Dario Salas, always says there's no use in complaining. Complaining is just a waste of energy, a waste of time. Even if you have struggles, if you have challenges, whatever's going on, we have to try to understand it and digest it, comprehend that message, and take the instruction and do what we can, do the best we can given the situation. I feel like 2023 is that opportunity. And what we're going to do this year on season 3 of the Polymath Project is to really dive into the Polymath Project that I'm working on, that our team is working on at B Labs, at Blue Liner. We've been working on it. It's really come into focus this year as far as like a name and a group of words that really encapsulates it. And that name, that brand name, is the Golden Square. And so we say that the Golden Square era begins here in 2023. What does that mean? And how are we gonna unveil that through the course of these episodes? I'm not sure how many episodes. This is largely unscripted this season, but the inspiration is to really unveil and share the journey of the Golden Square. Obviously, this journey is actually already 23 years old. I've been working on it. Our various companies have been working on it for exactly that amount of time, since the year 2000. So it really makes it very timely right now. I'll go into today a high-level introduction on what the four pillar companies, ventures, products of the Golden Square are. And we'll tease out a bit of what we're going to see and work on during the course of this season of shows, episodes, podcasts. I don't know, even know what the language to use anymore. And I just know that it's content and communications that's important. It's important for us to be able to articulate what it is we're doing, what it is we're working on. That's important when you meet with investors, stakeholders. That's important when you bring people into your business or organization to try to enlist support for the cause, for the mission. This is a social mission. They talk about social impact companies and ventures, organizations. We're absolutely all about that. That is the bottom line for me and for us. It's the social impact on the planet, on the universe, on the people, on humanity, and the world at large, all life forms. And I'm a big believer that there's no reason why we can't make money and build great, successful, profitable businesses while doing good as well. I'm not sure, I understand why that seems like a choice sometimes, like you either make money or you do good. You're a for-profit or you're a non-profit. That's very, as David Hull, one of my business partners and mentors would say, binary thinking. It's like black and white. But I think it's a time to really rethink our language, the language of business, the language of economics, social language, and the way we interact with our personal and professional goals. So that really hints into what some of our four pillar companies are. If you're familiar with B-Labs Ventures, you already know about them. The four pillar ventures aren't necessarily the only businesses or ventures or concepts in the Golden Square. They just happen to be the four pillars. So the way I envision when I think of the Golden Square and when we came up with that name, what I envision is always this old school, traditional, out in some European city or Eastern, even out East in Asia or the Middle East, a city where people congregate, where people come. It's like the town square, essentially, where you have the local church or temple or mosque, the bank, the food court, the school. It's a safe place, it's a safe space, it's a communal space where you see the same vendors in the bazaar every day, where you do that walk to work, to and from work, to and from school, and you see all the same faces. There's a trust, there's a fabric, there's a community, there's a togetherness. Even amidst the busyness and the movement, there's a kind of a symphony, you know, happening there, and a trust, a sense of values, a sense of rhythm. Of course, we have a lot of beautiful cities in the world nowadays where those types of engagements still happen. I think obviously in smaller towns and cities, even here in the US, we're here in Jersey City, it's a very busy city, but there's other cities that are a little more, you know, slow paced, a little more, you see the same faces every day. It's hard for that to keep happening in a world that has almost 8 billion people and growing. We know that, I think the statistic is over 50% of the world population now lives in more densely populated cities like this one that I'm in. I see many benefits for living in cities like this. And part of our goal for the Golden Square is to implement and bring through these neighborhood, local, communal values, even into busy cities. So how do we merge and match and keep up with modern technology and all of the wonderful things that tech is bringing to us, to our fingertips, and at the same time not completely lose ourselves or lose the custom and the tradition and the sacredness of the past? These seem like opposite ends of the pole and spectrum, and maybe to some degree they are, but solving that paradox and being able to create a tapestry that has some balance between those worlds, that's part of our mission for the Golden Square Ventures. I'm hoping this season we'll be able to not just be, you know, kind of static talking to the camera, but we'll be on the go, on the move, at our camps, indoors, outdoors, on the road, kind of showcasing the unveiling, the behind the scenes, building and development, you know, meetings with our developers, speaking to our customers, meeting with governments, meeting with organizations. We're gonna try to bring the camera as many places as we can with Micah Bocard, who's our expert videographer and producer here, as well as our other amazing creative talents like Mustafa Farhad, Edward Balaz, and many, many others that we'll name and show. That's another thing. I don't want it to just be my face in front of the camera. I want to introduce you to everybody who's behind the scenes and show you that it does take a village. It takes a team, an amazing team, a team that sticks together. Everyone knows their roles. There's vision, there's leadership, but that leadership happens at many levels. Like our dev team for Basement Sports, one of the pillar ventures, who's Kayaz Ansari out of Dhaka, Bangladesh, also studied many years in Europe, in London. And he's the leader of that development group. And it's essential to have a technology mastermind bringing, you know, that application and that product to life. So without further ado, the four pillars of the Golden Square as a reminder are, and we have these little pins here that you could see kind of representing. So in one corner would be Basement Sports, a mixed reality gaming sports application and group of products. So we actually have physical toys that kids and families or schools, anyone could implement Right now, mostly focused on indoor environments, but eventually we'll have products for outdoor environments as well. So actually have physical products as well as apps. And that's why we call it mixed reality, because through the apps, the kids can use their imagination, create teams, create players, use NFTs for their sports avatars, and kind of go into this imaginary world of play. But they're using all of that technology and creativity to support an actual in-space game experience. So it's really enhancing the way we used to play. Again, that's the old school, kids just playing out in the street, in the basement, in their rooms, with their Nerf basketball hoops. And now the modern part is using your app or your iPad to have background crowd noise or just live stream that game to your friends and family and classmates. And that's Basement Sports, available for more information at basementsports.com. The second pillar there would be KidCoin, something I've been working on through different names and formats. We used to have 401 Kid. That's now been taken over since 2017-18 by the KidCoin brand. We kind of made a pivot to go more towards just family-centric kind of funny money and chores, habit building for kids. And we launched over the last 2 months our application for the first time, KidCoin app available iOS, Android. KidCoin.com is the website, and it's fantastic. Every family, child could use it, could benefit from it to help create that, really the negotiation space between parents and kids for the chores and the habits that we want to instill in them. I have a 7-year-old son who's in second grade, Aiden, and we have that discussion and negotiation every day. Hey, you do this and that, you read that book, you'll get 25 kid coins. So I come up with things on the fly, or he does, and he proposes them. So that's the conversation. It opens up that conversation. Hey, what can I do with those kid coin? Well, now kid coin is introducing very soon a market where from the app, you can use those kid coins to buy a smoothie from one of our other pillar brands, Blend FC, which was born out of the 10-year vision of Chad Dichtenberg, one of my best friends, a pure heart, pure soul that founded a nonprofit 501c3 called Sips and Kicks, Sips and Kicks Foundation. It's an amazing program where they go into schools, elementary schools, largely in underserved communities, to help give kids a core set of life skills that they're not getting in other contexts. So, you know, they're turning those PE classes in schools into active soccer training sessions. Kids are getting a sweat, they're burning calories, and then they get this healthy fruit and vegetable smoothie at the end of the class. Super simple concept, but implemented well through Sips and Kicks, which is now in over 40 plus schools throughout New York and New Jersey. Sipsandkicks.org for more information on that. So that prong manifested in Blend FC, FC, which could be a football, soccer term, football club, and also for charity, for children, for community, is our smoothie and soups and other food. We call it a health food company. I'm a big believer in organic, non-GMO. I know everyone doesn't necessarily support that route fully because of it's more costly and more expensive, but for me personally, with food, quality over quantity. I'd rather have an 8-ounce organic smoothie than a 16-ounce or 12-ounce non-organic smoothie with pesticides and hormones going into the, you know, animals and other types of chemicals that I think really poison our food. And so I'm a big believer, again, in quality versus quantity, as much purity as possible. It doesn't mean the word organic or non-GMO completely absolves, or it doesn't mean one thing. As we know, there's many levels of what that could mean. And in some countries, they don't even have that label because the food is generally more pure by nature. Talk to anyone who's been to Europe or anywhere outside of the US. How come they always say, the tomatoes and the vegetables taste better? Things are just more fresh. Why is that? Why is that if we're in the United States here, and this isn't a political statement, it's just I believe, a reality that's known to everybody. It's how could we be so advanced but yet have the lowest quality of food there practically is in the whole world? It's an interesting paradox, something to think about when we try to talk about who's the biggest economy and who has the most X, Y, and Z. Well, again, quality of life comes down to the quality of what we put in our body, which is why, again, it's a non-tech venture. It's probably our only purely non-tech venture, which makes it the hardest to scale and grow. But yeah, food supply, food chain. We've seen some of the challenges during COVID, cost of resources and how the cost of life and living in many places, like cities like the one we're in here, New York, New Jersey, are going through the roof. So where does that put people? Where does that put people? Further in debt. And these are very important issues. So getting good quality food, high quality food at affordable, reasonable prices is one of the challenges that Blend FC is on board with. And then the fourth prong, very exciting, last but not least, I went in no particular order, is Time Bug. Anyone who knows me knows that there's been basically three iterations of Time Bug, right? The first iteration was me back in college using postcards like this for notes, note-taking, or making a plan for the day. And I'd have these postcards all over my computer, all over my desk. Correction, when I was in college, I didn't have a computer, 92 to 96. So maybe a word processor to type up some reports, but it's mostly just you working in your notebook and keeping notes. So I used to use these little underlines to denote like a 30-minute block. And I didn't used to call it Time Bug at that time. I called it Time Bank. And I'd say, here's my time bank for the day. And maybe it's already 2 p.m. or whatever time it is. I've got 10 hours left before I got to go to bed. So it's a 10-hour time bank. And then I would just make a list. What is it I want to do with that time? Or what do I need to do? My projects, my assignments, going to the gym, going out to eat, whatever it is. I'd make a list, and then I'd use an underline for a 30-minute block. So if I had four underlines, that meant a two-hour block, right? And then I would track it throughout the day with little check marks, half checks if I started it, full check if it's completed. So that was Time Bug, I'd call version 1.0, originated back in 1992, 93. And then we went to a spreadsheet, which is pretty much where I'm still living, with a very sophisticated spreadsheet that we can share one day that has all of my different time bugs, which means the different things I track across 5 to 7 life categories, which is kind of usually where I live, between these 5, 7 categories. Most people live anywhere between 3 to 10 categories, right, of different things: work, personal, health. We all use different language, but again, we could standardize some of that. And then we started building this application. And then we wrote a book and created the 2020 Life Vision program back in 2016 to talk about what's your 5-year vision? What's your life vision? Okay, well, that might be a little hard to answer. Well, what's your goal? What's your vision for this year? So I'll ask you that. First question and challenge, as we did in season one, is what is your vision for 2023 for yourself? Think about that. Maybe, you know, pause the video if you're watching and write something down. I'm sure you already have, since it's already towards the end of January here. Maybe some goals, some resolutions. It's a big question. It's an important question to continually revisit and ask ourselves. And if you had a vision and you wrote it down and you revisit it once a month, just taking some notes, how you're doing with it. Have you abandoned it? Are you working on it? Did it change? It's okay to change. That's a big thing I talk about with goals. It's okay to change course and say, you know what? As of February 1st, I'm pivoting, right? Or couldn't really get out the gate with that for various reasons. I'm going to focus on something else. Now, again, that's also something to question. You know, I don't want to jump around too much. So, and that's why it's good to have advisors and peers and people you can share certain things with that can maybe question or help you articulate or discover what it is that could be good projects and goals for you to have for the new year. So 2023, I'm very excited, you know, starting with season three here, which I've been feeling for a while to do, but until the inspiration and the time and space presents itself, it's hard to get out of the gate. But we're doing that here today, again, with Micah's support and the rest of the team. It just felt like the right time. And again, last thing I'll say on TimeBug is today, as of today, January 25th, finally the iOS App Store accepted our new version. It's TimeBug 3.0. So I think the number three is somehow just very special this year. It's 2023. It's Web3, right, for Basement Sports, for the World Cup. We did this Web3 NFT soccer avatar project. It's amazing. You can check it out on basementsports.com. All 32 countries had these special avatars. We're going to be later today with our winter camp that we do right here in this space, in the studio. We have this play space. It's like we call it the Basement Sports HQ. And we'll have 10, 15 kids running around with background audio from the app and running, getting a sweat, getting exercise. So to bring it back into focus, yeah, do check out the TimeBug app on iOS or Android. Android went live a few days back, and we're going to keep making improvements. But it is the place where you could track your time, your goals, your vision. You could invite other advisors, as I said, to comment on that and help support you, and then you could support others as well. So let's remember, it's not all about me, it's not all about you, it's about your community, it's about where you're from, that again, that golden square concept. You can walk by streets like New York and New Jersey, and it could be strangers all day, or it could be familiar faces. You know, since I've been here in this neighborhood for 20 years, I've been here since 2003 in Jersey City, so that's 20 years now. So yeah, when I go pick up my son at school, I see four or five people on the street. They know me, I know them, we recognize each other, we interact. That's that old school, right? That's that old school that the Golden Square is looking to bring back and really connect, create that thread, that common thread and connection point for families. Again, a safe space for families, for kids, and bringing through that space these core life essential values: fitness, activity, basement sports, health, wellness, nutrition, diet, Blend FC / Sips and Kicks. Having a vision, having a plan, having a direction and a sense of purpose, and trying to discover that and work towards that, even as a kid, that's important. TimeBug, for kids or for adults, for anybody. Right? The big kids and little kids. And then understanding with your vision and plan what kind of resources, how you're managing your resources, either physical, material resources, money, or other resources, or your time and effort that you can put into earning things. And that's where KidCoin comes into play, for kids to learn and start understanding. What do parents always say? How do I teach my kid that money doesn't grow on trees? It's so funny. I'm hearing that so much these days with all these second, third graders, right? And my son's in second grade, and it's like, oh, you have money. Just give them that piece of plastic, that credit card. No. That's not unlimited. That's connected to effort and things and work. And when I tell him how much people make or get paid, oh, this person's getting $20 an hour. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, yeah, really? Well, why don't you put in a few hours? So now we're actually talking about not child labor, but yeah, kids do have to work and learn by going to school and doing things, chores around the house, and start learning how to have agency, take responsibility, to move towards independence, but doing so knowing that they're supported by a community, by a village. It takes a village, right? So where's the village? Where are the villages? Let's bring back the villages. That's the Golden Square. It's the modern day village with traditional values, supported by honest businesses, entrepreneurs. Locality is a big factor. this whole concept of globalism and, oh, another Starbucks, it's another Staples, it's another Target. Listen, I go to Target probably once a week. I'm not against some of those global factors and big brands that you can hopefully trust and know that, hey, Amazon, hey, they deliver and it's a reliable business. It's an operation. I'm all for that part of modernity, but what happened and how can we support the local businesses, the local farms, the local entrepreneurs, right? So that's part of the ethos of the Golden Square. That's why we're looking to unveil it and sell it into local schools, local governments, and really create these little Golden Square villages. I think that's the right way to put it. So with that said, we'll put a wrap on this first kind of introductory teaser, let's call it, and keep coming back. You know, Polymath, the Polymath Project, thepolymath.tv. We'll showcase it through our other B-Labs and other social channels as well. You might catch snippets, catch full episodes, share them out, give us ideas, let us know if you want to come out to you somewhere and you have an idea to kind of engage or ask questions about the Golden Square or maybe bring it to your community, because that's what we're going to be doing this whole year. We're unveiling, introducing, and onboarding, starting right here in Jersey City, because this is my home and I want to see this to be the first Golden Square village. So with that said, sign off. Have a great day. See you soon.